feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti. Day 12. Keep your awareness of being an actor. You are actors within the drama. Therefore, any scene that comes in front of you is just a play and a part of the drama. Keep your awareness and you will remain constant and not fluctuate. Therefore, now, bring about this transformation before you leave. Finish all fluctuation before you leave. Eva. Constantly experience yourself to have a tilak of victory applied on you, and all upheavals will come to an end. So this is the Avyaktamutli of 4th January 1982. You are actors within the drama. Therefore, any scene that comes in front of you is just a play and a part of the drama. Keep this awareness and you will remain constant and not fluctuate. Finish all fluctuations. Constantly experience yourself to have a tilak of victory applied on you, and all upheavals will come to an end. We have heard this times out of number, that we are actors and this world is a drama and we are here to enjoy this drama. But this is possible only and only if you have that awareness of being a witness, of being a witness. So this practice of being a witness is most important. I observe everything, I see everything as a witness and enjoy. There is a child and the child is in school. The mother is worried about him because it is raining heavily. Such a torrential rain, there are thunders, reverberating sounds of clouds, lightning, and mother is quite scared thinking that my child would get terrified, and she rushes to the school and there is lightning and the weather is not good, it's raining heavily. But the child is smiling. Why? He is? He is enjoying rain. Something more than that. Something more. It's a play for him. He is smiling. He is enjoying. The mother asks him, why are you smiling? The child says, the sky is taking my photograph and I'm enjoying. The sky is taking my photograph. So I must look good. Every scene is getting shot. Recording is going on. Confluence age is the time of recording. Once the movie comes on the floor, you can't change it. Once it is released, you can't do any alterations. So this is the time where shooting is going on. Here there can be some editing. Some editing is possible. But once the movie is released, here, 5,000 years. This is a movie of 5,000 years. Then you can't do anything. And the movie is slated to release soon. Baba says, you are actors. But it's quite difficult to remain a witness as well as an actor. It's quite difficult to remain an actor as well as audience. Audience is here, actor is here. To play the part as well as to remain an audience. Because the moment I become an actor and identify myself with the scenes and with the people, the trouble starts. The disturbance starts. The moment I identify myself with body, with relationships, with my role, the problem begins. The most important practice in spirituality is witness, being a witness. There is not a single religion in the world which has denied this practice of being a witness. Every religion, whether that religion believes in God or not, everyone has taught about witnessing, because witnessing is the highest, the king, the topmost, the supreme. You see everything as a witness. But a deep and constant practice is needed to become a witness, to achieve that stage of witnessing, where you don't judge things. You don't evaluate anything. You just see. Things are happening. I see. Just as I stand by the side of the road and the vehicles are going, I don't evaluate. I'm standing. This is the road. And I stand here. It is quite small. I should make it bigger. So I'm standing. And I watch everything. Vehicles are coming, vehicles are going. Somebody is shouting in the vehicle, somebody is not shouting. Somebody is throwing something out of the vehicle. And somebody is slipping. So many things are happening on the road. But I watch. I see. I observe. I am the witness. Such practice of being a witness should be done with your thoughts, with your emotions, with your actions, with your speech. Everything that is transpiring in the mind, in life, one should be able to witness it. But how to do that? It needs a constant practice of seeing things as they are, being a witness. Baba says, you are an actor. This world is a drama. This world is a drama. This world is a movie. This world is the play. This world is a cartoon show. This world is a puppet show. This world is a serial, a television serial. So when I see this world as a drama, so there are different scenes which are coming in front of me. And I must learn to see them as a observer, as a witness. This world is a movie, one scene after another. There are dialogues, there are music, there is a background music. This hero and heroine, and there is a villain. Sometimes it is thrilling, violence, everything is there. It's a play on the stage, natak, a drama. It's a cartoon show. There is a comedy going on every moment. The divine comedy. But I don't enjoy it because I am not witness. I can enjoy this drama only if I am a witness. This is a puppet show going on. The puppeteer is above. In his hand is the strings. Are the strings, and he is making puppets move. You know, theater. Cinema theater. This is that screen, and these are the audience. Okay. So you can just stand here and watch what is happening to the audience. Somebody is crying. One person is sitting and crying. Another person is getting excited. Another person is angry. Another person is emotional. And what is there on the screen? It's a black screen. It's a dark screen. It's a just white screen. So in fact, nothing is happening there. But yet something is happening in everyone's mind, because they are identifying themselves with that screen, with the drama, with the play, with the movie, which is going on here. So, you know, this, just imagine if this happens to the audience, if this audience had been a part of the movie, how much sorrowful they would become, or how much happiness they would experience. So whatever that happens in the movie, whether it is a happy moments or unhappy moments, whether it's a bodilessness, suddenly progress in spirituality or fall in spirituality, whatever that is happening, to watch everything as a witness. It's a puppet show, it's a cartoon show, it's a play, it's a movie, it's a game. This world is a game. This is a playground. And you are sitting as an audience. A cricket match is going on, a football match is going on. There are teams. And you are watching. So all subtle practices should begin with gross practices. So go in the playground. Actually go and see. Boys are playing cricket, just watch them. As a practice of witnessing, first stand by the side of the road and watch vehicles coming and vehicles going. Go and sit under a tree. Birds are coming and birds are flying away. They are alighting and then flying away. Alighting and flying away. They are boarding and then going away. Observe. A cartoon show. You know, children enjoy cartoon show a lot. So this world is also a sort of cartoon show. Baba says Mickey Mouse. Which is that latest one? Doraemon. Huh? Sing Chang. Sing Chang. People are very fond of him, you know. In the wards, in the hospital, when we go for rounds, and the patient is there and patient's small kids are there. So when we go for a round, they get so disturbed by our presence, because they are watching television and then we come. And they just don't want any disturbance. They don't want to miss a single moment. They are just watching unblinkingly. So, how to do this practice of watching? Spirituality is watching. Spirituality is witness. Detached observer. The only sadhana, the only spiritual practice is to be a sakshi. Detached observer. This is the crux of everything. This is the sum total of everything. No matter what practices you have done till now, no matter what spiritual drills you have performed, how much Amrit Vela powerful you are having, or how much churning of Murli you are doing, or whatever throughout the day, what seva you are doing, if you are not witness, if you are not Sakshi, if you are not detached observer, you will feel unhappy at some point or other. Why I did this? Why I did that? People keep on asking this question. Why this happens to me? You know, you should write down one statement in your diary. Very powerful statement. No. Why is answerable? No, why is answerable? Q. Don't ask. For others and for yourself and for even for others. Why I did this? Why I did this? If I keep on thinking of this, I have no answer. No, why is answerable? It was in the drama and it happened. That's it. Now put a full stop. Why you did this? Why you did that? People ask me, why you were suddenly silent in between? I said, I have no answer. I felt like, and I stopped everything, suddenly. Why you are speaking now? I felt like, and I am speaking. I enjoyed silence, and now I enjoy to be out of silence. So life has to be spontaneous. If I say why, probably I'll become sorrowful. No why is answerable. Just flow as a river. Just enjoy. Those days were beautiful, these days are beautiful. There's a song. So how to become witness? How to become witness? Yes? The first witness is witnessing your breath. Witnessing your breath. This is the most powerful meditation. Most secular. It doesn't require any faith. It's scientific. It is scientific. If I say 1, 2, 3, 4, no, nothing. Just observe. Breath is coming, breath is going out. Breath is coming, breath is going out. Pure focus. No other thought. And gradually you will find, while observing the breath, you start observing something else. You understand the tendency of the mind, how fickle, how fluctuating it is, how unstable it is. So the first practice which everyone should do is this. No pranayama. That is a different thing. That might be helpful for health. We are not doing for health. This is something else. This is practicing detached observership. Practicing watching breath. It's coming, it's going. It's coming, it's going. And you can't do this with eyes open. You have to keep your eyes closed. And observe. Just sit and observe. Just do now. Sit alert. Close the eyes. Lock. Triple lock. And just watch. Entire focus on the breath. Breath is coming, breath is going. Inhale and exhale. If you are not feeling the breath, one or two hard breaths. But just observe. Feel the sensations inside the nostrils. Om Shanti. The second is scanning the body from top till bottom. Body scanning meditation. Scan the body from top till bottom, top till bottom. Go on the top of the head and see the entire face. Every inch of the body, Not a single area should be left behind. Watch what sensations are on there, this part. Come to the neck, come to right arm, come to left arm, come to trunk, come to back, legs, thighs, knees, calves, ankle, heel. And just observe. First scanning, second scanning, then from down to top you can go. Then suddenly you scan everything, take bigger areas and scan everything. Hold this, hold this, hold this, hold this. And then try to feel. But don't do anything, just observe. There might be itching somewhere, don't itch. There might be some pain somewhere, some tingling, some numbness, some pricking sensation. Just observe what is happening. You know, yogis sitting like this for hours together. They sit like this in meditation for hours together. Without moving, absolutely still, like a mountain. What is that? Meditation. They scan the body. They don't keep on saying, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. They are focused on that which is transient. And gradually this falls down. And what remains is soul. And gradually you see that the body is not existing. You want to feel, but it's not there anymore. And you see only yourself as a light. So that is the second method. Third, once you finished with this, now come to the third. Now start observing your thoughts. I am witness. I am observing my thoughts without evaluating. Oh, this is a bad thought. This is a good thought. This is a poor thought. This is an elevated thought. This is a vicious thought. Nothing. Just observe. I am observing my thoughts. Thoughts are coming. Let them come. Thoughts are going, let them come. They might be past, from future, anything. I just observe my thoughts. Fourth, then I start observing my emotions. Emotion of fear, emotion of worry, emotion of stress or tension, or love of God, or happiness, or unhappiness, or sorrow, or misery, or some future anxiety, anything. I observe my emotions. Fifth, I observe life events. I observe my whole life. Go back in the distant childhood. As far as you remember, I am a very small kid, and what happens to me? What were the events during those period? Go ahead. One is to go from back to front, and another is go reverse. This is, both methods can be used. You can go from here to back. Now I'm here. What happened last year? Then back and back and back and back. And reach here. Baba says you can remember till you are 5 years of age. But you can even enter. Once you reach here, you can enter and go into the womb of mother. And then break that and enter into the new past life. Even that is possible. Your mind should be that much clear. Gradually this can happen. Everyday practice. Just sit and go back in the childhood. And remember. And watch. And see. The farthest I can remember. Yes, I am a small kid. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. As if there are doors. Open the door and go inside. Open the door and go inside. There are curtains. This is how we had seen in one of the classes. Hypnosis. Open the curtain and go inside. There is a lock. Open the lock and go inside. Go inside. You reach the mother's womb. And suddenly you start remembering past birth. What you were in the past birth. So that is also one of the practice of being witnessing. Observing your life events. Another is observing your daily routine. From morning till night, what you have done. Observe this, everything. So this witness can be done with anything. These are one of few of the methods by which you can see things as witness. Another is, go and stand near a lake, a river. A river is flowing. You watch. If there is no, or river, or go in the nature and sit and just listen to all the voices. Whatever you are hearing in the nature, just listen. And don't evaluate. How beautiful, don't say. Oh, what a sweet voice. Don't say. The moment you say, you are not witness. Just be. Nothing else. I just sit and I observe. Do sun gazing. Look at the sun. For a long time. They say 44 minutes you can do it. So sun gazing is one of the strongest methods in the practice of diet control, in the practice of being a witness. So morning and evening, half an hour after sunrise, half an hour before sunset, just observe sun. So that practice will make you also a witness. Just as sun is a witness, I am also a witness. Just as that sun is seeing everything without interfering. Does the sun interfere? No. I am also sun. I am also just witnessing things. Things are good, things are not good. Things are, why I am evaluating all the time? This is good, this is bad, this man is good, this is not good. Just observe. No why is answerable. Don't keep on finding answers. Drop all questions. Just be a witness. And this is one of the best and the strongest practice in spirituality. Om Shanti.